And that's the base on the base by the Mishnah. Machnis Odom Peiraisov Mibnei HaGanovim. Here this is a heter of Dover HaOvid. It's permitted to bring in the parents in a Dover HaOvid. Let us see Taisus before we go further. Machnis Odom Peiraisov Mibnei HaGanovim. So Taisus says, Peirish B'Taisus HaRab. Abasifes Peiris Ike Meloche. To bring in Peiris is a Moloche. Kidamrinem Peirik Ein Dershe. The Gemara says, in Chagige Gabi Chaga Osif. So the Chag that we are Osif. So the Gemara asks, Asife B'Moyed Mishori. Are you allowed to make Asife in Moyed? More learned the Pshat in the Pasuk is, the chag that you are oisef. So you're allowed to make a sifah. So it seems that there's a maloche. So Taisu says, ve'eni yeideya ma maloche, but I don't know what kind of maloche there is to be maasef, to bring in a minasoda labayis. So the Rishash says, v'chayre, this asifah is to bring together. So that's ma'amer. So l'chayre, the malach is ma'amer. The ma'amer is the makim giduloi, some of the peiris, or some of makim gidulom, so that's ma'amer. So I saw on Eretz Tzvi, the time is, first of all, the posik, so he says, when you're ma'aser from the goyren, that is not imur. Imur is when you take the, when you harvest the peiris, the mokim gidulo, you bring it together. That is malachas ma'amer, to bring together peiris, the mokim gidulo in one place. But when it went into the Geiren already, the Geiren was another mokim. They brought it into the Geiren to, what did they, threshed it in the Geiren. So the Geiren is not mokim giduloi. So ba'osbacha mi gonecha mi yikvecha is you just taking in from the Geiren to your house. That is pshat the posuk. That is the chag ha'osif. And he brings down by Makas Boro, Dachsach Meret says that they should be Ma'asef, Tavodim, Alabayis. The Isef is something to bring together, means to take from outside, inside. But Al Kaponim, so therefore, the Pashtis of the Gemara in Chagige, their Isef Zicha does not mean to bring together, Isef means to bring in. And that's the Chayre Pshat, and then we see there's an Isser. Taisus doesn't know what this is, but seems there's a Maloche. So that's the Chiddush Avah Mishnah also, that even though there is some sort of a Maloche by being Machnes Peiroisov, min HaGoyr and El Abayis, but it's a Dover HaOvid, it's a Mnei HaGanovim, it's permissible. B'tzorich Iyun, Ma malachi ke besife betzorech iyun itorach beloy malache osa. Maybe there's an iser tirche without a malache. Pakel ki heichi da asiri be pakamatie that pakamatie is also because that he's toirech. The Gemara says that the iser pakamatie is because of Tirche. So we see that by Pakematia there's no Moloch involved. No, the Isser is als Tirche. So Memele, so we see this in Isser Tirche. Ulekamen b'shmaiten later the Gemara daf Yidgimul Omar Moyed Mishum Tirche b'loy Tirche hu. Gemara later says, so we see that the whole thing is out there. Veshema from the Gemara later, Aina Davke Bedova Shumaloche. Maybe there the Gemara could be speaking about, you have a Dovo that is a Maloche. So also it's dependent if it's a Tirche,
if it's not a tirche. But so it could be it's not muchach from the Gemara later. Let's continue the Mishnah. V'shoyle pishtonei min hamishre. If the pishton was soaking, and this was one of the processes that was done with the flax in order to make linen out of it, but after it had soaked enough, if it remained there, it would be a hefsid, it would become niskalkel. So one is permitted in Chalamoy to take out the pishton from the Mishnah, b'shvil shaloi teyok. Ubilvad shaloi yechavein es melachtoi b'moyit. But adova ha'ovid is only permissible if he wasn't mechavein es melachtoi b'moyit. That means, let's see what Rashi says. Shoi lemale, shaloi yechavein melachtoi b'moyit. That means sheyesh loy pnai b'shal yemay seshona. He had time to do it before chalamoy. V'hu mashe lamoyed. That's called mechaven melachte. That means the melache could have been done earlier. And he's mechaven melachte lamoyed. The Nebuki Yosef brings down
he could
have harvested the grapes before Chalamoid. He wanted to push it off because now he was busy and Chalamoid his bottle mimloche. Zel kivin melachte. V'yesh shekosav the davke mechaven melachtoi. That he pushed it off, bekavonet, mechave melachtei. He could have done it now, but he pushed it off. The consul, we'll see there was a knas. Avol shoycheyach, oy misatzel, amoyre de kerechidish. That means if he would have been misdares, he could have done it before the moyed. But he was misatzel, so he's misatzel, so he didn't have time to do it before. He was a shoycheyach, he forgot about it. V'cholshkein onus, so we see then the din is enkoin. So now you see we didn't learn the knas. But v'vashli yichaven es melachtoi b'moyed, v'kulon im kivnu melachton b'moyed yoyvedu. So what does Rashi say? She'oso lihones mehen. So Rashi seems to learn as follows, that he was, we're speaking about Adova Ha'ovit. Shoyle pishtoni min hamishre. He could have taken it out before Chalamoid. He didn't. He has time Chalamoid. So what did he do? So he took it out Chalamoid. So mitzadechot, it's Adova Ha'ovit. Mitzadachot, but this is kivim malachte. There's no heter of Adova Ha'ovit if you were mechaven malachte. So therefore they cancel the watch she'osa lihonis mehem. So l'chayre pshat is that if he took it out, he's not permitted to derive any benefit from this pishton. That's l'chayre pshat in Rashi. Let us just see for 1 second the shilti ha'giboyrim, vovom et beitz. The shilti giboyrim is on a loshon ha'riyaz. V'nire be'enai, she'ein ma'abdin oiso biyodayim. Napshat is, if kulim kivna malachta b'moy yevedu yishi b'ma'abed bit biyodayim, el shlo yis'asik bo b'moyit. That's at yevedu. That means that erev yontev, he could have been take out the pishton from the mishre. She said, don't worry about it, I'm too busy now. I'll do it in Chalamoid. It came Chalamoid. So Mamelis now wants to do it. So Bezin tells him, Rabbi Yit, don't you dare touch it. So he says, it's a Dover Ha'ovid, it's going to get lost. Yevedu, let it get lost. The whole heter of Dover Ha'ovid is that if you weren't Mechava Malachti. That's what the Riyas is. V'nire be'inai she'ma abdin oiso biyodai. El shaloi yis'asik bo b'moyit. V'af al pi shehi oivedes, even though it's oivedes. It's a yevedu. Avol ha'achar ha'moyed, what will happen achar ha'moyed? Muta li'sasik bo, kemavua bekuntres harayis. And Be'emesin, the Ritva brings down these both pshotim. Grad Rashi and Pcheiris says like the Riyah says, and Shulchan Aruch both dinim are brought down. Be'emesin, the two distinct halachas. If he was kivim melach lemoyed, so the halacha is, we tell them you should not, you don't have a heter of dover of it anymore, so it's let it be yevedu. If the Rabbi Shalom had rachmonis on him and the chalamoid went by and it still didn't get ruined, so after chalamoid you're allowed to take it out. There's a second din that if he did take it out, be'iser, so then there was a din yevedu. Then they said, then you're not allowed to have any anor from it. Isha'osu lehonis mehem. Tane ubulvad shiyachnisem betzine. So this first aloha that we had in the Mishnah, that a person is permitted to be machnis peiroisov mipnei ganovim. So the Braise says, you're allowed to take in, it's a dover of it, but you should do it betzine. Rav Yosef Havalei Kishuri. Rav Yosef had Kairis Kvedim Gdoilim, big boards. Ailinu Biyamome. So he took them in by day. He was afraid of Ganovim, he took them in. Omalei Abaye Vosanya Bolvachi Yachnisim Betzine Besoich Beise. We learned that it has to be Betzine. Omalei tzine dahani yemomahu. The tzine of kshuri is yemome, by day. Kiven the belelye boy gavri yesere, if you'll do it by night. So you need more people to get involved, since it's dark, so you need more people to get involved. Uboi meduchri denure, and you need torches also, because we're speaking about, Kairis Kveida Magdolim, the heavy beams, is Avshemilse. So it's Mefulse. Now, when we would learn this Gemara, before we see Rashi, and this is how the Rishash learned the Gemara, and Lecher, the Pashtus of the Gemara is like this, that they asked Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi asked Rabbi Yosef, why did you take them in by day? The Baraisa says that the machnis mibnei ganovim, but it has to be done betzine. She should have taken it by night. So he answered him, tzine dahani yemamahu. That means the tzine of beams is by day. Kiven de belel yeboi gavri yeseire, oboi meduchi de nure, because if you do it by night, you'll need much more people, and you'll need torches. Avshe milse, so posh advice toys, I did it betzine. This is the tzine. The tzine, the hani yemomo. That's the pashtus loshen ha-gemor. Now, that's what the Rishash says. That's how he would learn shat in the gemor. Now let us see Rashi. Tzine did hu yemomehu. So Rashi says, afilu belailo, you're telling me I should do it by night. So I'm telling you, afilu belailo ki yemomi domi. Night is just like day. B'loi sagi le sheloi lahachnisam, lochi machnisam nami bayoy. So since night is just like day, so therefore I could bring it in by day. So Rashi does not learn like the poshib shat in the Gemara is. The poshib shat in the Gemara is that Tzine dahani yemomahu, that fakelt, I did what the Baraisa said. The Baraisa says you have to do betzine. I did betzine. Tzine dahani yemomahu. Because by night it's a big tumult. It's avshemilse. So this is the tzine. I did betzine. So according to the Rishash, an Erlech Yid has to do by day. To do by night fakelt, then it's fahesh. You have to do betzine. And Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says that night, that day is also like night, since night is afilo tina didu yamamu, afilo bala, you're telling me I should do it by night, afilo balaila, afilo I'll do it by night, ki yamamidami. Night is also like day. What are you telling me to do by night? Night is also like day. So I thought to explain the machlokes Rashi and the Rishash and what Rashi is saying over here. Could be Rashi did not want to learn like the Rishash because Rashi held as follows that the cheshbon is not a true cheshbon. The Baraisa says you have to take it in betzineh. Rav Yosef took in the beams by day. Was it Betzine? No. 200 people saw what he was doing. It wasn't Betzine. So, Sabayis the Makash, it's not Betzine. So he said, no, what'll be if I'll take it in by night? So 250 people will know about it. So according to the Rishash, so there comes out a new din. So Betzim by day is Fahesye. 200 people know about it. But by day is less fahesia than by night. Now, who says there's such a din? That the Baraisa says you have to do betzine. When he takes it in by day, it's not betzine. Let's forget about it. But it's less fahesia. So according to the way the Rishash learns, that's included in the Baraisa. The Baraisa says you have to make it betzine. So if you can do it in a way that there'll be 50 people that won't know about it. So that's also called Betzina. That's how the Rishash learns Pshat, which is very mechudishtik. I mean, the mechuvin was it should be Betzina. If you can't make it Betzina, so make it less Faresia. There's no such Paraisa. Could be that's why Rashi did not want to learn like the Rishash. So what does Rashi say? Rashi dachsam is moiradi. Rashi says, Tzina didu yamamahu. Afilu belailo, ki yamamidami. You tell me I should do it by night. So let me tell you, if you do it by night, it's just like by day. So, lemaise, so you know what he told him? So he told him, lemaise, I cannot take beams in betzina. Period. Not by day and not by night. I can't take it in. So now let me ask you a different shaila. If I can't do it, betzina, did Chazal say, forget about it? The only heter of Dover HaOvod is if you do it, betzina. So Rashi says, no. That Zicha Chazal would never answer him because he can't do it, betzina. So it's also. The whole din of betzina was, if you can do it betzina, you should do it betzina. That's the loche. You should be machnis of betzina. I can't do it betzina. And Chazal, if I can't do it betzina, Chazal zicha didn't answer me. Lochi machnis and nami bayoim. So you're asking makasha machnis b'faresye. That's right. I am machnis b'faresye. But the night is not a trufa. I can't be machnis it betzina. So my male, this is no difference, day and night. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. Zakti Gemara Vaita. V'shoyle pishtonai min ha-mishre. And then it says later, im kivnoi melachtom b'moyid yoveidom. Boi minei rab yirmiye me rab zeire. Kivin melachtoi b'moyid u'meis. What is the din? If a person was mechaven melachtoi b'moyit, that means he could have, he could have done it before Yontav. He pushed it off to do it in chalamoyit. Umeis, and now he died. Mahu sheyiknesu bonov achov. So we have to remember, we have here two mahalchim pshat in the Mishneh. One mahalach is that he could have done it before Chalamoid, and he didn't do it before Chalamoid. So the Mishnah says, now it's Chalamoid and Sadova Ovid, we tell him, Yevedu, don't you dare touch it. That's one shot in Yevedu, we counsel him. I Sadova Ovid, but sorry, since you could have done it before, we will not permit you the heter of davar avid. That's one pshat. But this is a knas. And the other pshat is that he took it out in chalamoid. He did the davar avid. And so now we told them, oh, you did this davar avid, we're not permitted to do. So you're not permitted to derive benefit from it. So that's Kozman, he's alive. He did an avle. So in Mela, we constant him. What happens if he died already? Mahu sheyiknesu bon of achav. Do we cancel the bonim or don't we cancel the bonim? Im timtzeloima. So now the Gemara will bring other tziyurim where we have tziyurim of knas and they did cancel or they didn't cancel. So the Gemara says like this. Im timtzeloima, if you'll say, it's a shaila, but if you will say, Tzoram oizen b'chayr. If a person was matal mum in a b'chayr, and we'll see they cancelled him. They cancelled him for what did he want to do? He wanted to shech the b'chayr b'medine. He didn't want to bring it to the base of Mikdush. So he went and was matal amum. Now it's a ba'mum. You're allowed to shech b'medine. So the din is they cancelled him. You're not allowed to shech him. Tzoram oizen b'chayr, if you shechted it, you're not allowed to eat from the meat. Tzoram oizen b'chayr, konsu b'nai achav. So if we will say that there they did kansen, mishum di isure di eraise. Over there they kansened him because he was oivan isur di eraise. But over here, when he did this malacha in Chalamoid. He didn't do any Yisrael D'Araisis. So it could be here, like Konso Bon of Achav. Let us see Rash. Tzoram Oizen Bechir, Chotach Me'oznei Me'yat, Kedei Sheyehei Balmum, V'yei Muter Loi, V'osa Lases Kei, Mishumum Loiyia Boi, Kloima Loitat Loisatil Boi Mum. Vim hitel boimum, konsu rabonon, lo yehene mimenu, rabonon kansin, that if you're not allowed to have an offer, you're not allowed to shecht it, or if you shecht it, you're not allowed to eat it. So there, vim meis, ein bon of nene mimenu. So you want to learn out from over there, just like over there. They kansin him because he was matalamum, and Nafilu will say that there the din is that concept of Nayachov, there it's different because he did an Isser D'Araisa. Before we go further, since this week is Parshas Re'ei, so I heard a Ha'orah when I learned this Gemara, Rashi in Parshas Re'ei on the Pasuk Le'Soichlu Kol Te'eva, so Rashi brings down a Sefri, Le'Soichlu Kol Te'eva, Kol Sheti Aftiloch. What does that mean, kol sheti yavtiloch? A person was matal mum in a b'chayr, and it says, kol bum lo yiyah boy kloima lo satil boy mum, and he did it, so lo seichel kol teyevet. So it's also b'achil, a laugh. And then, it's minish good geboren. Here we learn, I just learned Rashi, and Rashi being so sefri, and then I see this Rashi, konsur rabonon, so it's, things that was schwer. So Baruch Hashem, I looked up at the Sefri in the parish from the Netziv. So the Netziv brings down a Teisvis in Bechayris. So Baruch Hashem, Teisvis in Bechayris asks this kasha. Teisvis says from the whole sugi in Bechayris it seems it's a knas. And Teisvis brings down the Sefri. The Sefri is a maimer of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said this to Rashi. So Teisvis says one of two terutzin. Either the Chachamim Achilik and Rabbi Elezer, and according to them, the whole thing is a knas. They say the Pasuk is speaking about something else. Or Taisvis says, could be the whole Sefri is an Asmacht. I feel according to Rabbi Elezer. So Al-Kaponim, so now Al-Kaponim will know Rashi and Chumash is not so poshy. Al-Kaponim, so our Gemara says, I feel we'll assume that by Tzorim Oizim B'chayr Konsu Bonav Achav, So that's over there, Mishum di Isura di Raisa, because there he did an Itza de Raisa of Kolmum Layia boy. Avo, Hai de Kivin Malachte Bemoy, but Armish de Kivin Malachte Bemoy, the Lav Isura di Raisa, the Boloi Miskavin Mutta Lagamri. So Rashi says, and this is Rashi Lishitosoi, Rashi holds that Malachas Chalamaydis Osaminatayah. But a davar ha'ovid is mutter. A davar ha'ovid is mutter. I feel a kivin malachti. If like kivin malachti, it's mutter lagamri. So this din of kivin malachti doesn't make it a davar ha'ovid. A davar ha'ovid is mutter. So if like kivin malachti, it's mutter lagamri, is that what it's also about like kivin malachti? By kivin malachti, it's only an issa de rabbonim. Because you fought the heter of a davar ha'ovid. So mamela, you can't bring a raya from this din. If there the din is Konsub Noyachov, this will not be Poshit Ashaila, because there he was Ivan Isser de Reise, and here he was Ivan Isser de Rabba. So now the Gemara goes to another case. V'imtim Tzolayim, and if you will say, which is also Ashaila, our Gemara is just saying, a fellow will assume, that mochar avdei le'oived kechavim umeis konsu b'noyachal, you'll say over there also they konsu the ben, mishum dechol yoyme mafkelei mimitzis, because there he did takit, it's only an isser de rabbonon, but there he did a shrek lecha avle, was mafkede v'knani mimitzvah, so mamele, there they konsu b'noy. Aba hoche, here, my, here we're carrying a shayla. Gavre konis rabbonon. What was the knas? Here we have an issa de rabbonon. He didn't do such a shrekliche thing. Is gavre konis rabbonon? Did they cancel him that you're not allowed to derive benefit from it? The whole lesson, he's not around. Idil mamamayne konis rabbonon veisa. They cancel the moment they made a din on the chefzi, that the chefzi is also ba'ano. Not you're not allowed to derive benefit from it because you did a novel. No, the chefzi is also ba'ano. Mamayne konis rabbonon veisa, the moment is here. Let us see Rashi. Mocha avdei lo'ivet kechovim konsu rabbonon v'yeitze lecheiris. Now what does that mean? What happened over here? So Rashi says, the iborach min ha'ivet kechov. It's speaking about, he sold an evet knani to a goy. It's speaking about, so he's working by the goy. Where's the yotzal achere? So Rashi says, the iborach min ha'ivet kechov. He ran away from the goy. Ein Yisroel yochel l'choyfei l'avoidosei. So we cancel the yid, that he cannot force him to work for him, be amazed, and if he died, a bon of Yechaylum Lechayfay. Now let's just explain what's happening over here. Rashi says, he sold an Eved to a Goy, and he ran away from the Goy, so we say, we're counseling him that he can't force the Eved to work for him. I mean, and then on a Knas, how could he work for him? He sold him. So what's the gather of Knas over here? The Dachsach Meir Pshat is as follows. The Gemara says in Gittin that Yid has a Kinyan HaGuf and an Evet Knani. Guf Oikonui. A Goy can never have a Kinyan HaGuf. So there's no din of Guf Oikonui by a Goy. So what does a Goy have? A Goy has a Schus Shibut, a Schus Achilas Peres. That means that the pshat is, I can work with you. I have schusim, I have a shibud on you. But who do you belong to? You still belong, the kinyan aguf, you belong to the yid. Because the kinyan aguf never was nifkal yedei mechira. So if there wouldn't be a knas, so what would be the din? So he sold him, the kinyan aguf remains the belonging to the yid. And the goy had a kinyan shibud. Now, he ran away from the goy, so the goy was miyayish from it, or it's some emailus, he lost his kinyan shibut, so now, you're still my evid. You're still my evid. His shibut became nifka, so you're mine, because it's kufay koni. So they consent him, they said, no, even though mi'ikar adin is mechuyiv to work for you, you can't work with him, we consent him, because you did an avle, so mamela, we consent you, and we consent the children. the choyoyme mafkelei mi mitzvahs. Because there you did a gewaldige avre, the chos man shuhu bershus ha'oivet keichovim einoi oisik b'mitzvahs. Because all the time is by the goy, he's not oisik b'mitzvahs. Now, I saw this lashon of Rashi, so I didn't understand exactly what Rashi is saying. Rashi is explaining the avle, what the yid did. The yid made that the kol zman is by the goy is not oisik b'mitzvahs. So Rashi vaistoyz that an eved knani is oisik b'mitzvahs. So I tried to rack my brains, what mitzvahs is an eved knani oisik in? An eved knani is mechuyev b'mitzvahs ke'isha. So memele, so says I Talmud Torah is potter. Mezuzah, Mestami doesn't have a bias, I call Oisik b'mitzvahs, Bechlau, Tfilin, is potter. What he, Mirashi says, Absamir de Gezach, the Kol's man is not by the goy, ain't no Oisik b'mitzvahs, what's the Oisik b'mitzvahs that an ever does? It's not keeping the way, but what Oisik b'mitzvahs is there? It's a donkey, I don't think there's any money. I mean, what's the Oisik b'mitzvahs? Then I saw Rabbeinu Shloime ben Ayosem, that was more mechudishtik. Rabbeinu Shloime ben Ayosem says as follows. Rabbeinu Shloime ben Ayosem says as follows. Chayev bebirchas hamozen. So then I thought, Bichas Amozen, Lachayre, it's totally Phoenicia's Chayve Bichas Amozen, a Shail in the Gemara. Then I looked up in Minchas Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch, Simin Tov Lamed, it says, he says by an Eved, it says by, there's a Machloikas Rashi and Taisus and Brochus, why there's a Sofet by an Isha. According to Rashi, Einlam Chelik Boretz, so an Eved also doesn't have a Chelik Boretz. According to Toisvis, the not bebris beteure, so the not beteure, so a mailer. So it's a suffix if the Yishai bebirchas amozen. Then he says, ube krishme. Krishme also didn't understand. Krishme has a successor, she's man grome. Ube tvile. No. Tvile. I don't know if that helps. But then he feels ois. V'nimtso shebitul mimenu yichud Hashem. Now, that's what he did. That's what he did. Nimtso shebitul mimenu yichud Hashem. But the Loshon of Rashi is still unclear. Abol Kaponim, the Gemara says it's a gevalde ka'avle, what he did. So memele, so we cannot learn out. So if we say that Loch is there as consul, Bnei Achov, that's no tzushtel to Mechaven Melachtoi B'moi. Let us see Taisvis, before we go further. Taisvis says, Im timtze loyma atzorem oizen abcher umeis konsu Bnei Achov. So Taisvis had a different gilse, Mishum de Isura osa. There he did an isa, Aval kiven Melachtoi, Loi osso isura adai. So let us explain Taisvis. Taisvis learned like the Riyaz. That Pshat in our Mishnah is not that he took it out of the Mishra and we counsel him that he's not allowed to derive benefit from it. That's not Pshat in our Mishnah. Taisvis Mistama, the Knas is that he's not permitted to take it out. So he didn't do anything wrong yet. So Taisus has a new pshat in the Gemara. Be shloim et zorem oizem b'cher. Don't have to be a boki that zorem oizem b'cher is an isa d'raise. Could be an isa d'rabonam. But over there, Al Kaponim, he did an isa. There he did an isa. He didn't even do an isa. Avokim em malach doi loy osa isur adayin. He didn't do an isa. You don't have to be Megiyah that he did an Isser Dierais. He did an Isser period. Gabi Mochar Umeis. There the Gemara clears a Shaila. If he sold the Evik Nani, you makes Boyu Konsu B'noi Achrov. And the Gemara wants to learn out from Tzoram Noizen B'chir. Awesome, Gersina Vadi Yisura Di Reise. They were Takagayras Yisura Di Reise. Mishum De Mochel Meis, Nami Oved Yisura. There he did an Issa by selling him. Hello, Vadai. Hello, Tlai Havi Di Reise. So there, the Gemara in Gittin, you have to be Gayras. That the Tzoram Oizen B'chir is a Di Reise, and this is not a Di Reise. But in our Gemara, you don't have to be Gayras that. It can be Geirah Stamazai. There he did an Issa, and here he didn't do an Issa. So, Lachar, you have to understand, so how does the Gemara further go? So the Gemara says, Sikil anach von Tzorim Oizim B'chay, because here he didn't do anything. It's a different type of a Knas. We don't let him do. So how does the Gemara further go? So when the Gemara says, Bim Tim Sloim Amocha Abde Lo'ivet Kichovim Ameis, So to say the same thing, Basvim Tim Saloima. This is the same like Tzoram Aizen Bechir. According to Taisvis Pshat, that the whole difference, Tzoram Aizen Bechir does not have to be a derais. Tzoram Aizen Bechir could be a derabonin. Hanegei alonu asugye, when we're learning Mesechtes Moed Koton, we could be under the impression that Tzoram Aizen Bechir is a derabonin. And you can't learn that from Tzoram Aizen Bechir, because there he did a nisa. Here he didn't do a nisa. He didn't do anything yet. He just pushed off to do it. This is a different type of a knas. He pushed off the davar of it to do in the chalamoy, but he didn't do any yisa. So you can't learn out from there. So how does the Gemara go further? So it's the same thing. The same chilik you differentiated. Between the our Mishneh and Tzoram Aizen Becher, so the same thing is by Mochar Avdoi. So why do you have to say now Nushtik Torah, the Machgalei Mimitzvahs? Yeah. Maybe Taisus learned that's also not called I did an Issa. No, Taisus says he did do an Issa. Shemocha meis navi ovid Yisurim. Meisach nisht. Let's go further. Amalait nisua. The Gemara says we learned. Sodosh and niskavtso bishviyis. What is the din if a person removed the kaitzim from a field in Shvius? Now, if the kaitzim are removed, it is easier to plant now. Is Tizra l'maitzoi Shvius. So one is permitted to plant maitzoi Shvius. Netaiva oy nedaira, what happens if he fertilized the field in Shvius? So here we see we'll see in Rashi exactly what's the chilik between Netaiva and Niskavtso. But al kaponim, by Netaiva he fertilized the field. So we asked him to plant Meitzoy Shviyas. Omar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanine Naktinen Heitaiva umeis Benoi Zoiro. There it says klo, that if he did do it, is b'nai zayra, that his son is permitted to plant meitzoy shviyas. That means even though the din is we counsel him, but it's b'nai zayra, alma ledidei konsa rabona librei lekonsa rabona. So now we have a kal v'chaymer heistis. So according to Rashi, it's the same. He says before we were looking for a normal isur darabonon. If they kansim b'noy achrov, so moizim b'cheir is an isur deraise. Mochar avda is a shrekleche isur darabonon. The mafkalei mitzvahs. We found a normal isur darabonon, a taiva, a dairet that they said lo sizra. By this normal Issa, they said, like, Konsu B'nai Achav, and so I would say, Hu Adin, by Kivin Malachti B'moyit, it's also a normal Issa de Rabbonim, but like Konsu B'nai Achav. According to Toisvis, it's better. I mean, it's a Kolshkein. Over there, it's an Issa de Rabbonim, that he did an Issa, he fertilized the field, Rafa Pikein, like Konsu. So now a kohri, you have to say if it was konsu by b'chayr, that's because it's a daraisa. If it was konsu by evet, that's because it's matkalei mitzvahs. But al kaponim, here we see, and if he was over a normal isa darabonim like konsu b'nayachav sabad gibis, in our mishnah which he wasn't even over b'yadayin and isa darabonim sabad gibis like konsu b'nayachav. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Gavro, the Niskarven lasis Malochi, he wanted to do a Malochi. That means, he didn't have a heter of a Dover Ho'ovid, he wanted to do a Malochi, Konsu Rabbonon Shleila Honis Mimen. So they canceled him. Mamoine Konsu Rabbonon Bevlobonon Vein Yechim Lahonis Mimen, she Niskavtsa, Nitlu Mimeno Kaitzim Shabo. The Kaitzim were taken away. Nitaivo Nizbolo Shehoilich Azevel Ba'agolish Masois. He had an agola full of zevel, and that's how he fertilized the field. Nidairo Ayidei Dir Behime. He brought in a deer of Behime, the Behemis. Nizdablo. So it was Nizdabu. Avoidis Kalke, this is an Avoidis Kalke. Kolhani midrabonon, you know, but Rashi by story is not only in the Daira, Nafilo Nitaiva, which would be a daim, he fertilized the field, it's also a darabon. Afalpike in Konsu, the Lais Israel made so ishvies. Bafal Pikain, Ladidei Konsu, Libnai Le Konsu, so who are then? In our Mishneh, Ladidei Konsu, Libnai Le Konsu. Let us see Taisvus. Netaiva oine daira, perish bekontris, hainu meloche shebekalka midarabon. So that's where they canceled him al kaponim. Avol not lukaitzim, Einzu, so Rashi doesn't explain it, but Einzu avoides kalke. This is not even an avoided darabonam. That means that if you fertilize the field, so that's called an avoides kalke, that's also bishvies. So you are mashbiach the field. But if, but it's tamazay, there were kaitzim on the field and you took off these kaitzim, that's not called avoides kalke. Who begitten perish bekuntris, the bekovtso maloche derabonim. Rashi says over there, it's a maloche derabonim. That means it's considered a maloche midarabonim, akilu he was miyape the field, even though we're speaking about koitzim tlushim, and, it really wasn't miyape the field, because the field Kaitzim were adov on nifrod, but midarabonon we consider like it was miyapa the field. So lochayre I had a shtikol haore. I mean, according to this Rashi, so what is the difference between kopzo and netaiva? If this is also a yipo midarabonon, so I hear they didn't cancel him, and here they did cancel him. Here they did cancel him. It could be. Rashi by us says that Nizdavlo is also a drabon, Kolhani midrabonon inu. It could be there's a difference between the drabonon of Nitaiva let's ask a different kasha. Now, from Rashi, it would seem over there that Netaive is a malacha di araisa. From the Faker, Netaive is a malacha di araisa, and this is a kovtza is a malacha di rabbonim. That's what seems from Rashi. So, lachere, we have to understand, say, what is the difference between Tzoram Oizen Bechayr and Netaive? Tzoram Oizen Bechayr, there was Konsul Bonavachov. By Netaive, it was like Konsul Bonavachov, and both are the Reise. According to that Rashi in Gittin. I saw a Ritve, the Ritve says, he mentions, we heard in the beginning of Mayat Cotton, that Toldes are Mutter by Shvius. That means, by the Surah Shvius, only Oves Molochis are also Toldes are Mutter. So, by Emerson, that what Rashi differentiates between Kovtza and Netaivo, that Kovtzo is a Yipoy midarabonon, and the Taiva is a Yipoy deraise, means as follows. That means, in the Avoides HaKarke, Kovtzo, taking away the Koitzim, is theoretically, he wasn't Mashpiach the Karke. Because the Koitzim and the Karke are two Dvorim Nefrodim, so it's not called it was Mashpiach the Karke. So it's a Hashboche derabonon. And this Hashboche the Rabbonon, they didn't even cancel him. Masha'enke in the Taivo is the Hashboche the Eraise. That means that the Karke became Mushbach, he fertilized the Karke. So, Afalpike, he was only over on Isa the Rabbonon, because there's no Din Teudais by Shvius. Could be that Shabbat. Of a period. So, Akaponim, Taisus first tells us what is the difference between Niskavtso and Netaive. Either Niskavtso is Bachlau no Iser, and Netaive is an Iser, the Rabbonon, or Niskavtso is Iser, the Rabbonon, and Netaive is Iser, the Reis. But Tzorich Loima, but now Taisus says, this case of Niskavtso is speaking about Bekoitzim Tlushim. That these koitzim were tolosh, the mechuborim called the avi de reise. If you take our koitzim mechuborim, that's called your mashbir, the kalke. The mrinim b'shabes ha-toilish urshin v'mezaret zrodim. So it says as follows. If the purpose of the urshin, taking away the urshin, is because he needs the urshin for achilosoi, it's one shir. Achilos behemtoi, another shir. Lehesik, a third shir. Im liyafis es hakalke, but if the purpose he's taking out the ulshin is to be miyapa the kalke, kolshu. So he's chayv on the kolshu. So the Gemara over there asks, why do you give different shiurim if it's lachila, lebehemta, or lehesik? He's always miyapa the kalke, so he should always be chayv on the kolshu. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Einim Mechavan. He wasn't Mechavan to be Miyapa the Karke. Frag the Gemara, he's not Mechavan to be Miyapa the Karke, but it's a Psikreshe. So again, so always he should be Chayav HaKol Shu because he's Miyapa the Karke. So the Gemara answers, Orche Baskinen Ba'are de Chavre. But it's speaking about that he was Toilish Ba'are de Chavre. So Teisvis, in Masech de Shabbos learns Pshat in that Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Ba'are de Chavrei. So Tosfos learns it's a Moloche she'ein etzricha legufe. Ba'are de Chavrei segeitem nishton that the Are de Chavrei becomes nesyape to the Tlisha. So it's a Moloche she'ein etzricha legufe. And therefore he's only chayev when he was toilish the Shir Lachile, the Shir Lebeheme, the Shir Lehesek. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos says, now as follows. Let's go back to our Tosfos. So Tosfos says, if we would say that Niskavtso, speaking about Koitzim Mechuborim, So then he was over an iser the eraisa of being toilish diskaitzim. Ba'afal pish ain mechavin liyapis, even though he's not mechavin to be miyapa the kalka, they still should have consented him. The komar hosom the potter gabi Shabbos, that what the Gemara says that he's potter by Shabbos. If he wasn't mechavin to be miyapa the kalka, kigoyim bar the chavre, aval gabi shvi, the komos and the potter gabi Shabbos, kigoyim bar the chavre. That means the holding of Molochis and Tzricha Legufe is only a din in Shabbos, not in Shviz. By Shviz and Molochis and Tzricha Legufe is also Chayiv. So if we would be speaking about that these Koitzim were Mechuber, so Yitzicha was Mashbich the Karka, so why didn't they cancel them? What is the difference between Niskavtsa and the Taiva? So Koch, we have to say it's speaking about Koitzim Tlush. Netaivo perish bekuntres zevel behemis, that he fertilized the karka. The perish rabbeinu chananu choyrish bo charisha yisera. The taivo was he made an extra charisha. Now what is the taich an extra charisha? So the Tosfos HaRosh explains a very interesting explanation that lemaise. Bzman Chazal, the Yidden were forced to be chayrish the karkois in Shviyis, als ta anunyis. That means that they had to give the government a chelik of the produce in Shviyis also. So they were forced to be chayrish the sod in Shviyis that the things should grow better. So they were chayrish in Shviyis. They were anusim. But this person went and was chayrish a second time. Chayrish already, he was chayrish a second time. So that's called a chayrishi yisayrim. Yishalmi meforishke. Umikom bokem einirish etehei minatoyre. But I don't think this will be an iser minatoyre, even though it's an ov meloche, but it's not an iser minatoyre. The koshe, So how can you learn out from Shviyas? So what is Tosfos Kash? Tosfos Kash is as follows. The Gemara in Bechayres, the Gemara in Gittin, Klaus HaShayle, by Tzoren Eisen Bechayr, they were consul b'nai achab or not. The Gemara wants to be poished from Netaiva, just like by Netaiva, loy consul b'nai achab, is here also is loy consul b'nai achab. So Tosfos asks, how can you learn out from Netaiva? It's the taiva is an iser derabbanan, so iser derabbanan lekonsu b'nei achel. Tzorah meizim becher is an iser deraisa. How can you learn out mocher abdoi, which is a gewaldik avle, the ifkimi mitzvahs? How can you learn out from the taiva, which is a plain iser derabbanan? By Rabbeinu Tam, the b'shviyis nachmer. Fakert shviyis we are machmer, even though it's a derabbanan. Kedama b'kedushin kame kosher av kosher shviyis. I feel the ovok of shviyis is kosher. Mishimochi yesh lifshayt kol hanim. Inami roi lahachme tvei mi bishumoke mishum doi mezalzlim bo. Another reason why should be machme by shviyis. Kedama b'perik hanizokin shayich shudim ala shviyis. Lakach maisi shaper mino. So that's why the Gemara brings a raya over there from Shviyas. That means even though Shviyas and Yesod is at the Rabbonon, but Al Kaponim did be a sporer, we should be machmer there, Al Kaponim just as much as Oizem Bechoyer or Moicha Avdoi La'akum. So the Gemara weiter. So what were we mevara? We were mevara that al kaponim by an iser da rabbonon lekonsu b'noyachot. Omar Abai Nektinon, Timei Taroiso Bumeis. What is the din? If the father was Metame someone else's Taris. This is a Hezek Sheini Nika. So Mele the Chiyiv Tashlumei Mazik is only Midarabonon. Umeis, Leikonsu Bnoi Achov. They didn't cancel the Bnoi should have to pay Lechere from the father's Nechosim. My time Hezek Sheini Nika, Loishme Hezek. So min ha-teire b'chalal does not tashlumei nizokim. It's only a knas, l'dedei konser rabona, l'brei l'konser rabona. Let us see Rashi, timei ta-roisov shol chaveiroi, konsoi v'chayiv l'poris, chayiv tepei. Ezek sheni nikahu, do be'enehu, it's be'en. Let me just explain for 1 minute. That's my one son tells the shiurim, that there's Hefsid and Hezek. These are two different inyonim. Hefsid means I made someone lose something. Now, if I was Metame Taroisov Shel Chaveroi, Hezek made him lose something. Before it had a Shavius, and now it's worthless. But that's Hefsid. The Chiyuv Tashlumi Nezokin is by Mazik. I have to destroy something. Make behema yishalmena. Make behema yishalmena does not mean I made it worthless. Make behema yishalmena means that I was chayvel in the behema. I damaged the behema. That's make behema. The chiv of tashlumi nizokin is when I make a chesorin. That's the chiv of mazik. So therefore Rashi says, timi taroisov, this is be'en. It didn't change. It's worthless now, but it didn't change. So memele, so therefore it's only a teshlumi nezokim midarabonon, a ledidei konsul, librei loy konsul. Let us go further. Ein loikrin batim avodim ubeheimo elo letzerech hamoyim. One is only permitted to purchase batim avod meim elu letzorech hamoed. Oy letzorech hamoicha she'en loy mayoicha. One is permitted to purchase even though it's not letzorech hamoed. I don't need it in chalamoed. I'm buying a house in Florida because I want to go there in the winter. I don't need it letzorech chalamoed. But the moicha is ain't loy mayoichel. The moicha doesn't have, that's chalamoid now. If the moicha won't sell his house, he doesn't have what to eat. So memele, so that is also a permissible purpose to purchase something. Before we see the Gemara, let us see Taisvis. Ain't loykhin batim avodim elo letzorech hamoid. Perish or Rav Rabbi Yosef. Hu adin b'shar dvorim tzorich letzorech hamoyed. To also limker peiris elo letzorech hamoyed. The Mishnah says on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, moichei peiris ksus v'keilim, moichem betzine letzorech hamoyed. So you can only sell peiris for chalamoyed. You can't sell peiris for after yontif. So Taisvah says, Amoyre de Kikashis. What does it say? The Mishnah, Loshna Mishnah is very misleading. Ein loikhim batim elo letzorech hamoyed. So you go learn, you leave this Mishnah. A bayis you can't buy elo letzorech hamoyed. Over a pound of peaches you can buy shelo letzorech hamoyed. So Taisvah says, it's not true. Perish Rav Rav Yosef hu adin b'shar dvorim tzorech letzorech hamoyed. The osalim kem peiris elo letzorech hamoyed. So why does he mention letzorech hamoyed? Elo revuse kemash melon da filo hani da havim befarhesye shori letzorech hamoyed. He's not coming to tell you the tzad isa, he's coming to tell you the tzad heter. That letzorech hamoyed you're allowed to sell. That's what he's telling you. That means like this. The Mishnah later says, you're permitted to sell peaches, letzorech hamoyed. Finished. That's good. But what about to sell a house, letzorech hamoyed? A house, letzorech hamoyed, lemaise, I would think is also, because it's avshemils, a house is not peaches. a house is, it's, people speak about it. It's Avshim Ilsen. So Memelis is coming to tell us, Afal Pikein, if it's Abul Tzairich Hamayd, it's Muta. Tzairich Hamayd is Muta. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Filahani dahabim feresh yishori letzorich hamoy. Bitzorich iyu, nataisis ez a sofik, itzorich bahani tzine. Itzorich bahani tzine, kamoy behi de peiris ksus vekeilim. We mentioned before the Mishnah says that moiche peiris ksus vekeilim moichem bitzine letzorich hamoy. So taisis clears, maybe this also has to be bitzine. So why didn't it say in the Mishnah? So Taisa says, "Vehidelel machnis peiris matzach b'gmorat zinafel pishene b'mishne." I just like to explain. Taisa says that is a chiddush in mechiras batim because it's faresia. Then all of a sudden, Taisa declares a shaila, maybe nitzine. So how does tzine and faresia? Okay, these are two opposites. Now that's the chmir. It's poshit. The Mishnah later says you have to sell peiris betzine. So what is the Mishnah speaking about? The Mishnah is speaking about the action of transaction. That means you're selling peiris. Don't do it peiresi, do it betzine. Now when a person buys a pound of peaches, does someone know about it? Does the world know about it? No. Big deal, he bought a pound of peaches. The world doesn't know about it, but the Mishnah says, but this transaction of a pound of peaches should be done betzina. When a person goes and sells a house, however the transaction will be done, but the etzim knowledge of the transaction is afshemilsa. People find out he bought a house, there's a new, someone else moved into the neighborhood. The etzim transaction is fahesia, that's poshet. And that's why there's a chiddush in our Mishnah that you're allowed to do such a thing, even though this is a pula which will become nisparsim. That's faresia. But Taisus is claiming a shaila, but the etzim pula of the transaction, is there a locha that this should be done betzine or not? That's Taisus Sofik. And I saw Nagoras Eretz Tzvi, what is the Tzdodei HaSofik of Taisus? So he brings down a Rava Magid. The Rava Magid says, why is there a din that one is mechuyev to sell peiris betzine? It's a tzoyer chamoyed. What is he doing? What do you have to hide? Mishlam before by a dover of it. No, he's doing melochis, hasuris, b'chol amoyit. No, a dover of it is muta, but don't be mefarsamit. So there, we understand. But here he's doing, it's dvorim amutorim. So why were chazal machayivim to do it betzinim? So the Rav HaMagid says that, Shekol sheumnoson bekach kol hashone boi tzine. The problem over here is not what he's doing. He's doing something that's kosher v'yosha. But the problem is that this is his panosa the whole year. That means the whole year, that's his business. He sells peiros the whole year. It's av shehu letzoyrech hamoyed. B'zeu shehizkir moichrei peiris. Moichrei peiris, moichren betzine. That means a person who is all year, that's his business, he's a grocer, he sells peiris. So this is it's not chalamoidik, that the store is open and business is as usual. So moichrei peiris, moichren betzine. Let's say, b'mikre, a person, he has a peach tree, and he has an extra pound of peaches, he wants to go and sell it to someone else, so there's no dinda, he has to sell it b'tzine. He could sell it b'fahashye. Moichei peiris, that's the Rav HaMagid's diyik. Moichei peiris, so that they have to be moichei b'tzine. Our Mishnah is speaking about, not speaking about a person who's in real estate, We're speaking about ein leukchen batim letzoyre chamoyim. We're speaking about, I want to go and buy a house from someone else. Someone is interested in selling his house. This person is not a moicher by profession. This is a mechire mikri. God, he wants to sell it now. So Mamela, that is Taisvah Sofik. That is the Sofik of Taisvah. Taisvah's club, does this action need tzinnik? It's no dimyan to moicher peres. The reason of tzinnik by moicher peres is because it's a munasi bekachka lashana, so Hazrat Chazal didn't want that he should continue doing what he does the whole year. It's vachadike, the stores open the whole year. It's like there's no difference between chalamayd and the whole year. So therefore Chazal said that the mechira should be betzinah. Masha ein came over here, this is speaking about ein loikhim batim, speaking of person, not moichim batim. A person wants to purchase a bias from someone. So this is a dovo mikre. So the reason that applies by Moichi Peres does not apply by Lekiches Batim. Number one. The reason why there's a chiddush that you're allowed to purchase Batim, that's another reason, because it's Afshem Milsa, because It's people know about it. The Avshim Milsa is the Sibbe Seisa. So now Taisvah's clouds, so the Avshim Milsa, you won't be able to prevent Saivasai. Is there still a halacha that the transaction has to be done Betzine, just like by Moichi Peiris, even though Lachayre, the reason doesn't apply? Or maybe not. Since over here the reason doesn't apply and the being matzni, the transaction won't help to hide the avshe milsa, so could be the transaction could be beferesh also. So that's the tzorchin of Taishviz.